do a couple of comments on some of the news stories this morning, or just a couple of observations.
Yeah, go.
So, the Saginaw parking dispute continues.
Oh yeah.
The chalked tires.
Yeah, yes.
I don't understand that because it's in full public view. I don't understand the search warrant part of it.
And the Fourth Amendment, which was the reason why the litigation came in the first place, is the person who was tagged said you're illegally searching without a warrant.
Yeah, we're not searching, though. You're right there in public.
That's what I figured.
We did a didn't we do a web poll on this?
Yeah, we did.
10 years ago?
No. Well, it seems that long. Well, but and as much as I was confused in the first place, I'm thinking, because the person was obviously guilty. There's no question. It's just how the
police do it.
Yeah, yeah. But to reach class action status now, are you kidding me? Class action status? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
No kidding.
Well, no, I know. That just confounds me. It has reached perhaps that level. And whether it gets to that point or not, it's all being allowed. Now, whether it actually gets there, I mean, I guess they'll have the chance to make the argument in court that it should be class, if I'm understanding correctly, it could be class action.
You have to remind me. What happened with the
Well, the judge, the U.S. District Judge Thomas Ludington, said, you're okay. He ruled in the city's favor, but the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has twice reversed the decision.
That's right. Okay.
The opinion that came last August, I think that's when we did the poll.
Okay.
Was officially from the judge, who said tire chalking is not necessary to meet the ordinary needs of law enforcement, let alone the extraordinary.
Is that because you're marking up another person's property? Is that the whole thing?
I think that was, and again, the Fourth Amendment was invoked, the search warrant necessary, which I still don't, because you're in a public place.
Yeah, you're displaying your vehicle in public. And they didn't have to break into it to do anything.
And nobody's suggesting that there's anything extraordinary about this. It's just a simple law enforcement measure.
I have a question regarding the class action. Who retains proof or receipts of a parking ticket they paid in the past?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if the individual didn't, would there still be some official record?
Well, they would probably have to, they would have to, or request it from the court.
Well, it's, so this one you thought the story may have been something that's already been, okay, fine, that's the final ruling. Apparently not.
No, but wait, there's more.
So does this mean on TV, where we see numerous times, if you watch any kind of TV at all, the people who pop up and talk about using like certain pesticides and things, if you have discovered that you have this health problem, you could be part of a class action lawsuit. Call now and find out if you might have a distribution of funds coming to you.
Yeah.
I guess you have to ask the question, do you prefer to have a chalking and pay a ticket, or do you prefer to have a Denver boot put on your vehicle once again?
Oh, man. Well.
Yeah.
We'll find out. I don't know. The other story that intrigues me is what we're hearing about is the approval of the banning of the use of cell phones while driving.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because I thought that had already been done. Seriously, I thought it had been done. But if I understand correctly, again, trying to go
only
ahead.
Only texting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Only texting, right.
Currently, and this is where this just confounds me.
Or sending an email or other things that you can do on these little computers now. There's the technology has advanced since they passed that original bill, so they're clarifying a little bit more to cover more things.
Exactly right. And as it says here, texting is banned while driving, but there is no limit at this time on whether or not you might want to stream Netflix, shop on Amazon, and record a TikTok video. You can do all those things, but you can't text.
Now that's included.
This will all be now included.
Yeah,
right. You're not to be
can't
looking at social media.
They allow for GPS, if I'm not mistaken.
They allow GPS and emergency calls.
Emergencies, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're using the hands-free, you can Bluetooth, I guess.
If you're hands-free, right.
Well, yeah, if you're hands-free,
but
sure.
Still. I mean, Don't we have distracted driving laws? Hasn't this always come up in the discussion whether or not we don't have current laws that we could
have to have it to the letter?
Yeah, but now
it's have it to the letter.
Now this makes it a primary offense, so you can be stopped if an officer sees you with a phone up to your ear.
Right.
Have you seen some of the pictures from the Consumer Electronics Show where the entire dash from the driver's side door to the passenger side door is monitors?
Yeah,
and
a mini war room.
Yeah.
And hasn't there been talk about where your windshield actually could contain certain graphics? Yep.
Right.
And
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you get that now with heads-up displays.
Oh. I mean, I don't know where it's going.
Well,
it's,
is there any wonder why we need as quickly as possible the self-driving cars so we can do all those things behind the wheel and not have to worry about everything else?
Just worry whether the car is doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and Art, maybe sometime soon you can talk to somebody from the Mackinac Center, because if there's one issue that they and I, we don't really agree on much, but there's one that we do agree on, it is corporate welfare, and I'd like to get their take on the GM deal. And I see it. It's like, there's good news. I understand the multiplier effect, too. Obviously, you know, you create all these jobs. It's going to help all these other local businesses around Delta Township and Orion and elsewhere. I understand that. And, yes, but there have been studies to show sometimes what we're spending on tax incentives and all that, it just doesn't really come back to fruition in the long run.
Sometimes.
So that's
sometimes
what I said.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
That's what I said.
Depends on the deal and the company.
That's what I said. So maybe, talk to somebody from the Mackinac Center on your show sometime soon here and get their take on it. Like to
All
hear
right.
it. Love to hear that.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's always the confounding choice of whether it is a benefit or not. And sometimes it doesn't show up for years.